fair within a reason, and we're close enough, 10 minutes is considered acceptable time, we have more than four. Yeah, well, that's it, we're within 10. Well, we can call a meeting to order, I'd like to ask Mr. Klein.
Reverend Klein.
Reverend Klein, the invocation, our pledge.
Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for life, and the ability to play down here on the earth and be concerned with earthly things for the time we're here. Give us your wisdom and guide and direct us in making decisions to the benefit of this fine facility. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Who's calling the roll?
Terry Crawford.
Here.
Randy Klein.
Here.
Andy absent. Chuck Savage.
Here.
Jerry Wolburn.
Here.
We have four.
Okay. We have the minutes from April 28th, that'll be in our further discussions. Is there any additions or additions or any town meeting to continue reading?
Move to approve the minutes as distributed.
Klein moves to approve, and second, Mr. Wolburn. Further discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Still looking for the agenda.
The agenda looks like, the first page of the agenda looks like that.
It changed.
Yeah, it's changed up a little bit. Here we go, it's right there. There's one right there.
I'm in favor, there it is.
Yep, alright.
They're testing us. Unfinished business?
RFP 11-008, that was for the aviation and non-aviation related development. We, the committee narrowed it down to Landmark and Dunphy. We're encouraging those two to team up. Both have met individually. Dunphy was provided with Landmark's requirements as far as space and office, you know, interior FBO dimensions, things like that for a new terminal building. Dunphy's taking that, putting that vision to paper, and then we'll be setting up a meeting with the city and see what we can come up with as far as a deal. So that's trucking forward as fast as we can.
Okay. And there's Tulip project we're on that section as well.
Yeah, Tulip. At, what was it, Tuesday morning, special meeting, 11 o'clock, council discussed, heard comments for over 2 hours on Project Tulip. They forego a decision. They're going to wait until the FAA makes a decision on a land release.
What did we miss? You know, I mean, when I read that, I said, what did we not get in our course? Pretty short review of a multi-page document that
was made.
Huh?
I was there.
So what did we miss by voting to approve it?
I don't think we missed anything by voting to approve it, quite frankly.
No, it said the article implied that the city would be out if they, you know, could be potentially out $4 million if they entered into this.
Well, there was some contingencies in the contract that they were talking about relative to beginning. They want to start site work right away, for instance. And the site work could run about $1 million. The city has agreed to indemnify them if the FAA doesn't approve for the site work, things like that. So most of the discussion centered around those kinds of problematic things, whether or not the FAA would approve it to begin with. I don't really think that they won't, not approve it. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't approve it, but the council was clearly concerned about the FAA, the approval, the length that they're going to, as far as the limb that they will be, without any assurances in terms of exactly how the deal structured. Until the FAA gives us blessing.
Was that in the contract that we looked at?
Yes, there was an interim lease agreement for 40 years.
It was modified after we looked at it.
But the basis of it was still there, that someone, whether it was the developer or the city, was going to pay the airport fair market value on a 40-year lease on that.
And that would be good for our point.
That was a problem. That would have been fine for the airport. It would have generated about $8 million in revenue over the course of 40 years. And that's not even including the annual escalators.
So from the airport's perspective, it was good to prove it.
Either way, the airport was going to make out.
They must have talked about that before I got there.
I don't know, Terry. I mean, it was all, they jumped all over the place, and it's a huge document, and it's a little convoluted, but they didn't want to be on the hook for that, because if the FAA, if they signed the agreement and they entered into that 40-year lease, the developer would be protected, but the city would have to pay the airport, you know, that much money over 40 years, which personally, I would hope that the city supports the airport at least $8 million over 40 years. I mean, that would go towards capital projects and whatnot. So I think it's a wash, I really do, but the city council didn't see it that way.
There was some heartburn over the issues and so forth. A little opening occurred, and the president, council president, Dan Lloyd, seized the opportunity to look at that opening and figured out that the developers are willing to sit tight and wait. So as soon as he figured out they were going to sit tight and wait, it was like, okay, we're all going to sit tight and wait. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty rapid. So it's pending FAA approval.
So, and a couple new developments occurred after that meeting. I spoke with the FAA. They clarified the process. The FAA is a quirky agency. They would rather write policy and procedure and put it on paper and give it to you and say, do this, than to hold your hand through the process or have to have multiple meetings to discuss it. I was basing my opinion on 6-month lead time, have Washington, D.C. review it, on the documents that they provided. When I clarified that with the FAA, they said that the decision was only going to be made locally, which cut about 3 months out of the process, that it did not require publishing in the Federal Register. And that cut about a month out of the process. So we're down to about 3 months, is my guess. Once, Orlando. Sorry. When I speak about FAA locally, it's Orlando. So that being said, the city manager is pushing to get the application to the FAA by June 8th. That's 2 weeks. If you recall, we had a grant from FDOT to provide this document, or these two documents right here, the ALP update and the aviation forecast update. It's about $30,000. Because of the accelerated time schedule the city manager wants, he decided to forego that grant and just go forward with the consultant in updating those two plans and paying for it out of a contingency fund that he's got. So we pulled the trigger on RSNH and they're moving on those items. The audited financial statement seems to be confusing a little bit as to exactly what the FAA wants. We've had phone calls and email battles back and forth all day today trying to figure that out. I think we finally figured it out. We're getting our finance department involved in that, and they realize that we need to get something to them in 2 weeks. Justification letter, that's 80% complete. I'm working on that. And then the engineering details. We need the engineering details from the developer before we can finalize. We need a legal description on what parcel we're actually trying to release. Well, without the GPS coordinates from the developer, we can't get the legal description to do that. So they're holding us up in that respect.
Have they actually spent that money to get that stuff?
Well, they've asked their engineer to do it. Whether or not they've paid him yet, I'm not sure.
How about all the renders they want for the light and all that, the reflective light?
Yeah.
They have any of that?
No.
They want to be going to Vegas prior to the end of this calendar year, and you're talking about a huge building and grading and...
It'll never happen.
I built a couple of chicken coops in my life.
No way.
Yeah, sorry. So, anyway, the city manager's made this my number one priority, getting this done. So that's what I've been...
Sunglasses for all the guys in the tower.
Yeah, that's part of it. So, are there any more questions on Project Hulu? As special meetings occur and developments happen, I'll get emails to the board and let you know. FDOT grants, just a quick synopsis on the security project. It was approved by council. It's a 100% grant from the state. Pardon me. It required a budget resolution, which takes two readings. But that second reading will be June 7th. It's already been sent back to the state for their execution. The airfield blower, that goes on June 7th. And then the wildlife hazard management plan and training protocol goes to council on June 7th as well.
Let me go back to the tomato thing.
Right.
Where's the one you viewed? What city and state?
It was in New York.
It's not near.
And I didn't view it. It was Mark Mundell.
Okay. What city in New York?
I don't recall.
It's not near an airport, is it?
Well,
it's not on an airport.
Meeting in the Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam, according to the Dutch member of the group, who's one of the developers, has a lot of these greenhouses. He calls them glass houses around that airport. I've been there a long time since. But if I do, they farm right up to the runways in Europe, and not unusual, but I have not seen that. The sun doesn't shine as much over there. I don't know how much of a factor all of
that. Well,
pardon?
It'd be a long trip for you.
Yeah. I just wonder if there's anybody that knows anybody that could give you any anecdotal evidence of flying around the thing, what kind of reflective light you actually see off of it.
No, they need to...
They cover up there.
Yeah, okay. How about after your stand?
Yeah.
We need some analytical engineering data on it. You know, once they figure out the angle of the glass and its exact position, they can run some scenarios with, you know, extrapolated sun positions and whatnot.
I have no idea.
I mean, I'm seeing the tower as well. You know, you were being facetious about sunglasses and that. I mean, I'm sure that's a concern you guys have as to what kind of light's going to be reflected off of those things.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd just like to comment. I think still sunglasses Joe gives a nice ball hit, flip down kind that baseball players have. Flip down sunglasses.
That worked fine. Requisite. I think, you know, I'm naive maybe, but I think the FAA is going to probably want to take a look at that, because in the United States, I'm not sure if there's something that, like that that's reflective of, I think it's a million square feet?
It's 137 acres. And most of it is under glass.
Yeah, that's considerably more than a lot of places. Something that size has got glass all over it. I think they're going to take more than... It's going to get their attention.
Yes,
I don't know what they,
I was kind of surprised at the comment that was made when I questioned him about the glass and the fact that he had glass blowing all over. And he said, oh, no, this is like automobile glass.
Well, it's
and I questioned that because...
Tempered. Tempered solar glass.
Tempered solar glass. Single paint?
Single.
Because as soon as I had automobile glass, which was two or three layers and heavy as hell.
Now this is relatively thin and light. We make, I make glass cutting boards in China out of it, so it's kind of tough.
When it
really,
breaks, it
really super clear.
And when it breaks, it doesn't leave sharp edges.
Yeah, it breaks into lumps. But that much of it's going to be heavy. But you know, I think that's in somebody else's hands. Their pay scale's a lot bigger than ours, so they can figure it out.
Well, I've made my argument on the thing. I can't agree with the philosophy because there's too many loose ends. On my check sheet, anyway, of a business type situation, it just leaves too much to be questioned. And I think that's what's happening. Was there anyone there that had a less than a positive attitude towards this thing at the council.
I don't think anybody actually stood up and actively said no.
But I had less than a positive attitude toward it. I stood up and they asked me my opinion, I gave it to them.
Yeah.
But I tried to be positive. I don't find the compatibility of the tomato growing house.
This holding off, waiting now for the FAA thing, a file that looks like unbelievable amount of work.
I can tell you from a practical standpoint, it's well out of our hands. So I guess, you know, we'll just
exactly.
So I think we need to work on the things here we can work on and let them.
I understand.
That'd be my take on it. Back to the grants.
That's it for the case. Had the Hurricane Expo a couple weekends ago. That's the aircraft right there shortly after it landed. We spoke with the sheriff this morning. He estimated about 10,000 people. Wayne and I were talking about it. Maybe cut that in half. I think they're pretty proud of their program. But still, even if it were 5,000 people, it's pretty respectable on one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seeing as it started storming at 1, and lightning from the rain coming up at 1:30.
Yeah, kind of short.
Yeah. We had a control tower Q&A forum. It was well attended with about 20, 25 pilots. Looks like we'll have some future meetings. The future meetings will be more specifically geared towards VFR pilots on one meeting and then IFR pilots on another, and break up some of the information a little bit and gear it towards the actual flying that people might be doing. But good questions were asked. You know, the AWAS situation came up again. I gave a brief update on airport construction. So.
How's the lighting?
The project?
The lighting project.
I'll get to that. Any questions on the question and answer form? No? The minimum standards application, B&P Aviation, Inc. This is the airframe power plant mechanic that is replacing Henry Aviation. Henry left on less than desirable terms. He owes Landmark quite a bit of money. He owes me, well, the airport, quite a bit of money. That there was a flurry of worry over the logbooks and where they were going. He left the hangar a mess. He was seen on the airport after he vacated the hangar, working on an aircraft, and we're very clear with him. He can't be doing that anymore. At any rate, B&P Aviation is here. The applicant is in the audience. We received the application via Landmark Aviation on May 9th. They propose an official start date of June 8th. This coincides with City Council approval. They need to approve the operating agreement. They're proposing a cleaner, more professional operation that expands more into jet and turboprop maintenance. Not necessarily more into it, but they want to accommodate more of what we've had in the past. Operating agreement provides the airport about 2% of their adjusted gross revenues, which is similar to the fee structure that Henry Aviation have with us. And I recommend approval.
Thanks. I noticed a gentleman are here today. Would y'all like to speak to what things you're doing? Or
sure. I introduced myself. Most people know I'm Bruce, and I've worked for Jason for a while, and I left because I've seen things not going too well, so
just Bruce, to go through the just for the record, we need your full name and your
all right, so Bruce Prenitzer, and my partner's going to be Andy Pershman. And we just want to come in here and do a good service for the community and get into turboprops and jets, and of course the small ones. That's kind of my thing. Andy here does most of the turboprop stuff, so. But together we do everything. We keep a nice clean operation and have good hours.
Yeah.
You know, be here.
The idea would be to have the hangar for business-like working.
Yes.
And,
You'll see a big difference when you come in. Yeah, no motorhomes, no airboats, no, you know, boats with race cars or anything like that, just airplanes. That's what I want. That's why I argued with Jason about when I was there in the past.
Are you currently working out of Denellen?
Yes, I had to hang around in Denellen.
You can believe that?
Yes. This is a much better opportunity on where airplanes, and the people had started coming over there from here, and it's just much better to come back from customers here. And now I've met a few new customers over there, and they'll come over here now. So give them more traffic that way. Any questions? Just, you know, free to call and ask.
All right, any questions?
All kinds.
You always do.
No, just the routine. I take it both of you are AIs.
IA, yeah. He's eligible for it right now.
I'll look at my IA anytime.
Okay. And how many service personnel do you plan to have?
We'll have to see how busy we get, and then, I mean, one time when I was over there with Jason, we had five, you know, and that was a good number. But I could see that going through that again.
Because you need a special training to go into the turbo and jet thing, that's why I'm
right. And he's been through a lot of the scoring for that.
All streams and Learjet training, former training I've been through, so.
Okay. You plan to have a parts inventory?
Yes.
Of the usual stuff?
Yeah, the normal stuff, from oil filters, light bulbs, to whatever you can do, we'll get there.
That's not 172 tires.
Yeah, all of those clamps,
all of the things like that that you need to get and to provide.
From a tailwheel to, you know, main tire or something, yeah, we're trying to carry all that.
He's got a Jenny. Do you have all the parts for Curtis Jenny?
Oh, Curtis Jenny. I don't know about that. We'll find it though.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, we need an approval. Sorry.
Please.
It sounds like anything would be an improvement, but I.
Well, we want to be better than that. I mean, yeah. Obviously, but.
What's the length?
It'd be nice to have an honest, you know the reputation.
Yeah, sure.
But we've got, people were nervous about going there.
And we don't want that. We want everybody to come in and, that's why I kind of left here. I didn't want to go down with that ship, you know. I worked hard to try to keep my reputation there.
What's the length of time, Tracy, from Landmark's perspective, in terms of the lease that you actually have with them? Is it spelled out here?
Our lease is going to read for the end of our current lease, which is February 1st, 2018.
I moved. A motion for approval. Is there a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
You're approved. Right? No problem from our standpoint. City Council, of course, has the last word.
Right.
We look favorably upon the improvement, anticipate better things for everybody. I certainly do like that.
We like hearing comments.
Yeah. You know, move right, roll right into the airport director's report.
Yeah, it's got the heading on here is wrong. This depicts Project Tulip. I wanted to show everyone what they were proposing. This is the only engineering document I got from their engineers. The ARF facility is almost bottom center of the map. The big blue water tank is right here. And this is phase one. The dark shaded area is phase one. Phase two will be to the north, about 137 acres.
How big is the phase one acres you're all in the parcel?
It's slightly more than half because it accounts for this property down in here, water retention areas and whatnot.
So that's that southern half of the property is 80 acres?
About that. Yeah.
And they're planning on utilizing about 80% of it?
Yes.
So there's 60 acres of hangar. Not hangar.
Glass.
We're in an airport, right?
Yeah, right. Southwest 67th Avenue is progressing very nicely. They're out there paving it as we speak.
It's 2.6 million square feet.
It's a lot of glass.
Kmart Distribution Center is like just over a million.
Yeah. We're still on track for a November opening of Southwest 67th Avenue. AIP 22, which is the airfield electrical lighting and signage project, is progressing nicely. They're out there putting in light cans right now on phase two, which is the south end of Taxiway Alpha. It is officially Taxiway Alpha. It is no longer Echo. It's going nicely, so I'm pleased with the work that I'm seeing. The contractor will only work 40 hours a week, so I've had to work within that aspect, but...
When do you anticipate completion?
I believe it's July 1st. Yep.
Are part of the lights burning now?
On the runway.
Taxiways.
Taxiways aren't, yeah.
We're still okay for the honor flight?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. We're okay with that. Fuel report. Year to date, we're down 14.4% compared to this time last year. On the month, we were only down 1.6% compared to April of last year. Operationally speaking, March and April, not too bad. Last meeting, I did not have the March numbers for you. We pulled in just over 5,000 operations. April, 4,900. You extrapolate those numbers and the trend out to the end of the year, it's about 56,000 operations on the year.
Do you have any idea what the FAA's were the first anniversary? Do you have any idea of how much wiggle room they're going to give us for looking at that tower in terms of meeting expectations? Realizing that a lot of towers, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah, the precedent, not the precedent, but the situation at the other contract towers is pretty grim too compared to what it was 5 years ago. The operation counts are all down. So. There's been talk in the industry, well, FA, I don't know how can they, and when everyone else is down too, so they might, instead of basing it on the 1.0 BC ratios as they had in the past, it might be something a little less than that, 0.75 maybe. I don't know, in which case we'd have to reevaluate. But they won't look at the first year's numbers, it'll be the second year's numbers. So get out and do some touch and go.
That clock is not ticking.
The clock is ticking.
Okay.
And actually it'll be June, because May was a half month for us with traffic counts. So you gotta look at June as the official full month. A couple things in front of you.
I assume you're the honor flight, but there's more stuff that to me.
Yeah.
Can you explain that?
We've already taken action on it. We're going to put a gate in. It should be installed by honor flight.
Okay.
I think some of the things that he's citing in here is a little overblown, to be honest with you. We've had thousands of people come out for the Hurricane Expo. Thousands of people came out last year's honor flight. Thousands of people came out for the Collins Foundation when that gate wasn't in existence. So and actually we did have a health situation at last year's honor flight, and there was nothing that impeded the support that this gentleman received.
Yeah.
But all things being equal, we're pursuing it. It'll be installed. So.
Basically, what this is the area just to the north of the terminal building. There was a gate there at one time that went away in the fencing project, and this would just be putting a lockable man kind of gate in. I would think it would help just in the operation. grant just for him for our owners. He had asked me about it, I asked you about it, then he had to take a letter to help, he sent the letter, that's the...
It's fine. I would have rather he just talked to me like you did, and that's fine.
Well, yeah,
we took care of it. Landmark, they re-renovated the meeting room, moved some stuff around, and made it available to future parties. And they can pull the temporary wall out. And I personally think it looks great. I think it accommodates two different meetings at one time right now. And with the ability to accommodate up to 50 people probably in that room. Yeah. So I like the way it looks.
I was going to use the term of that, so we're using the use for the pit.
Good to go.
Maybe you could have a board meeting over there. Let everybody see how nice the place looks.
Sure. Yeah, as soon as Tracy wants to. As soon as it's ready.
Yeah, they're all the time.
Well, it's easier for people, from a public meeting standpoint, it's easier for people to find them.
Well, how many chairs are you got? 21?
Well, we've got 22, but we've got the capacity for more.
Yeah.
Like Wayne and I were talking today, we've got really another, what, did you say 30 of those chairs?
Yeah.
I mean, those great chairs that I have in there now, Wayne's got about 30 of those, so.
Hey, more people that continue to show up will find some more chairs. Thank you and your company for all their efforts in terms of making it look better.
No problem.
The landscaping is, they're working on
I think we're going to start Monday. I mean, he's already started. He's trimmed all the trees and cut trees down and trimmed, and he's done a lot of trimming the trees. And he's also doing the mowing, but he should start hopefully Monday with the irrigation. And then as soon as he gets the irrigation, he'll start laying
sod. Curb appeal could use some help.
Oh, yeah. You know that.
The only other item I had is a letter in front of you. It's a draft letter to Craig Chandler regarding the radar display. And I also threw in the AWOS situation in there. And,
yeah.
Good
letter. Yeah, I read it. Good.
Okay.
If this works, is that going to help?
No, he hasn't seen it yet. But actually, I do have a technical question for you.
It really is good. I wrote it. I think it's a good idea.
Bert, is it official to call it a bright display, or is it something different?
No, a bright display was the first indicator placed in the control tower.
Okay.
Based on the BRIT, bright radar indicator terminal equipment. Right, because you can see it
right
in bright light.
Oh.
And all the new equipment today, that was a real radar indicator thing, was as big as it's about half the size of a full size refrigerator. And you had to get them up and all that because they were extremely large. But all the equipment today is not much, I mean, it's not much bigger than a computer screen.
Well, what is the appropriate term?
Stars. Stars are pretty much the newest acronym for that kind of equipment.
Slave radar display.
I have.
Take a look at that. Would you please read this?
I have a copy.
Okay. Would you look it over? And I'd like to send this to our congressman once a letter is written.
I'll copy him on it.
Yeah, copy me by email and I'll forward it, please.
Which one?
Stearns.
Good man.
Yeah, he's got a new John.
Who's his new John?
Well,
John,
he went away, but the new guy named John also. The same cell phone number, everything.
I was going to send it to Jack Seco.
Where'd Compass go?
He went to work for the new governor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I haven't met the new guy.
Really nice. He's been coming to the office by maybe 7 o'clock on Tuesday morning. So
I'd like to have his contact. Do you have an email address for him?
I've got it.
I'd like his name. Could you email me his contact?
That's all the information I have.
Good. Great.
And I can't remember his last time.
Yeah, send it to me. I'll make sure he gets a copy of this.
Okay. Any additional comments or questions? Anybody?
I'd like to make one comment. It revolves around Henry Aviation. Jason Henry did stop off prior to his departure. I have several different aircraft logbooks in our office, so if anybody's looking for him, they can check with us. I know Terry had picked up his and stuff. I was told, or we were told, that he had tried contacting all the people that had those, that he had a lot of books for, left messages or something, but if someone's interested, not sure where they are, we may have. I don't know who we have, but we do have probably four or five.
People calling.
One other thing is that I'd like to see the airport manager and there to maybe email us an agenda or maybe a copy of the minutes to the businesses. So we used to get stuff like that, and it's been a couple of years since we have. You know, it kind of disappeared, and it would make it easier, or at least let us know.
A reasonable request, just have an email.
Yeah, I can address that. It's our intent to put all this stuff up on the new website for the airport, and we'll categorize it, and you'll be able to go back as far as we have records. Which brings up another issue on the logo. The artist has been unresponsive. I'm trying to get the final vector image of the logo that council has chosen, and it's taken. It's been 3-4 weeks. I'm sorry.
Logo.
The logo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you gotta change it now. You gotta put the goddamn tomatoes in.
How do you really feel about those tomatoes?
So,
well, what's the tomato ever done to you, Jerry?
The only thing that's holding up publishing or going online with the website is damn logo.
Well, somebody else can take that logo and
I might have to.
It's not rocket science.
No, I know, and I might have to, but
anybody with an app can.
Anytime you
want to
go.
I like the high-res movie.
The minutes are on the city website.
The minutes are on the city website?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll make sure it's on the. No, I haven't paid him a dime yet.
Well, he owns that. He's got copyright to it. So, I mean, you gotta be careful with that.
Yeah.
You gotta pay him.
Yeah.
He probably copyright.
So.
Is there any other comments by the board members, Jared? We know you feel like, how about peaches?
Pardon?
How about peaches? I'm going to put a peach place at the other.
Oh, you know, might as well be the garden spot of the world.
Mr. Sadie, you don't care about peaches or anything?
No.
Thank you all for being here today. I have a motion for adjournment.
I so move.
And second.
Nobody's going to vote against it. I consider us a union.